Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. Today I'm just going to have a quick chat to you about what I often talk about in training, and they're the three types of lessor clients we have. Now, firstly, of course, without clients, we have no business, we have no career, and all that. So that's the obvious, but I just wanted to break it down a little bit. We know that property management is a wonderful career first. It is. It's complex because of all the legislation and best practice, but it's even more complex because of people. Now, without people, we have nothing, and we know that too. So, again, I don't want to speak to the obvious. But speaking about, in my opinion, of course, which is all this is, the three types of lessor clients, when you talk about management and strategic management and the whole of business, as operational managers, we know that, the majority of our lessors, they're people having a go and trying to get ahead. And the stereotypical, if I may, the mum and dad investors. They know the basics, understand what they need to do most of the time. Sometimes it takes a bit to get them across the line, but they're there. There's a little emotional attachment to the property itself, but have emotional attachment to the financial side and the stresses and costs and things they have to do because they're having a go. They're not rich, you know, they're just people having a go for their future, their super, whatever a personal reason it is. And they're the majority, people having a go, mum and dad, stereotypical. The second type of lessor client we have, in my opinion, is the I love you investors. I love you. The ones that say, don't bother me, just do what needs to be done. And they're true investors. We love you. And they're the minority. Okay. The third is, gee, the most stressful. The lords, I call them, the lords. The one who live still in the English feudal times and are the lord, landlord. It's my property, do what I say sort of mentality. They're extremely difficult to deal with, and they take up most of our time and give us the most stress by far. They cost our business a lot, including money. One of the many reasons I've been saying forever, and I always will, until I draw my last breath in this great career that I have, is stop saying, writing the word landlord industry. We are feeding the lords directly and indirectly. Why has the word landlord, in particularly in Queensland, not been used in tenancy law since 1995? History, English feudal times. And the lord of the land and the scummy tenant per se, and that sort of ridiculous mentality that I believe has drastically changed in the last decade, particularly of the second class citizen, the old day of that sort of mentality, which was always ridiculous when we look back. And I must say, I never had it, but it certainly was ingrained when I first started in the 90s in the industry. And it's certainly changed, and that's a bloody good thing. So thankfully the lords are again the minority, but are the 80-20 rule, and spending 80% of our time with the least profitable and most stress. So when you talk about a business model and talking to licensees, PMs, and anyone else listening of interest. When you talk about, staffing, without staff, we have nothing, and retention and the cost of retention. When you talk about that, and the importance of looking after our people first, and then obviously without customers, clients, we have nothing to give our people, our staff, our number one. So when you look at the obvious and the big picture, we've got a situation where, of course, in business, we can control. And we can control the people who are giving us the most stress, grief, aren't doing the right thing. And basically that, goodbye and hire and fire and promote accordingly. So we're grateful, obviously, for all our clients, but the clients, the lords, and the lords to me are the landlords. Stop saying the word landlord, is my suggestion. As a property investor, as a lessor, investor, whatever other words, other than lord, landlord. Food for thought. Thank you, as always, for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.